Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Corey. I'm going to help you.
Yes. You guys charge me for the order, whatever, but I never receive anything.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I'd be happy to see why were you charged. May I have your zip code and first and last name?
77407. First name is Alyssa. Last name is Nguyen. Nguyen.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. One moment. And your last name, you said it was Nguyen?
Nguyen.
Yes, ma'am. One moment, the account is pulling up here. Yes, ma'am, an account is pulling up. May you verify your full shipping address? Hello?
Yes?
Yes, ma'am, an account is pulling up. May you verify your full shipping address?
9006 Silent Hills Lane, Richmond, Texas, 77407.
Yes, ma'am. One moment. Okay. Let's see. Okay, yes, ma'am. So I show here, I'm just going to explain how everything did come about. On October the 21st, you paid the shipping and handling, the $7.95 for our KitchenAid sweepstakes that you entered. And now it did stay good.
Pay for what?
KitchenAid mixer. A giant red KitchenAid mixer.
Okay. I never received it.
Yes, ma'am, because it was a sweepstakes entry for a chance to win. Now, I did state that it comes with a monthly membership of the $56.95 each month, but in return, you receive like a $125 voucher via your email each month. However, I do show here where you did file a dispute on the charges with your bank, and so your account has been canceled out. That when you filed your original dispute, that was back on November the 2nd. So your account was canceled out on October the 27th, and I'm showing you did dispute the charges with your bank.
I canceled it. I tried to cancel, and I disputed, but they never give me the credit back.
Yes, you guys wanted
that charge.
But you have to take that up with your bank. Because you did file a dispute, and your account is canceled on our end.
Okay, but you guys still got the money.
Yes, ma'am, but with you filing a dispute with your bank, whatever the conclusion of that dispute was, that is solely between you and your bank. Because that's why we do offer that you reach out to us, because, of course, the charges are valid. But if you do file a dispute with your bank and they accept it or deny it, then that is solely between you and your bank at that point, ma'am. But with us, your account is canceled out. And then also, I show here where you did file your dispute. So I advise you to reach back out to your bank.
But you guys still got my money, right?
Ma'am, I'm showing here that once you, whatever the dispute process was with your bank, you have to take that up with your bank, ma'am.
But why you guys still have my money? Just cancel I cancel everything. Why you still get my money?
Ma'am, you filed a dispute with your bank. So whatever your bank declined. They may have declined your dispute, but that is solely up to you. You have to reach out to your bank and see what happened. Your account with us is closed due to you filing a dispute.
All right. Thank you very much.